helpless, most obedient disciples, to have all the thoughts, God's given, to contest. There are so many processes. Sometimes they used to tell it crookedly. Not openly. Sometimes not prominent way. Sometimes he told life as for grihas. So deeply. He told to that for gopis you should return back. We have seen the scenery of this Vrindavan forest. Moon is so much good shining here. Yamuna is flowing kalkal. Or the peacocks and parrots are fish, or they are calling so sweet. We have seen all these things. No? You should return and serve your husband. Serve your husband. If the husband is crooked, lame, so black, so ugly, so poor, having no quality, yet you should serve your own husband. Do you know what they replied, gopis? We are following what you have told. You are my teacher. Best teacher you are. And you telling, and we will follow exactly. But you should also follow. Otherwise your sin will touch you. You have told that sarva dharmana parityajyamam ekam sharanam vraja. That told. That I am husband of all. I am brother of all. I am all in all. Myself is Ishvara. Ishvara Parma Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiraj Govinda Sarva Karan Karan. And ye jatha mam prapadyante tam tathavi bhajam. Those who serve me, I serve them. If they serve me a fraction, I serve them as a fraction, waiting their divine love. But you are going up, you are changing. So you should not change. So must follow you what we are told. Now you are guru. And guru should be worshipped before anyone. So you are going to serve and worship you, and you should accept me as, otherwise you will have to such so many difficulties and sins. So you should follow. And as we know that you are the husband of all. So you are our husband also. So if you are lame or ugly, or whether you are black, we must serve you. So Krishna was defeated there. Krishna told to Yajna Patni, Raman Patni of Mathura, go away, and they went away. But not these gopis. So Sukadev Goswami has told sometimes so directly, and sometimes
indirect.
Very deep and indirect. Only the very bona fide devotees, serving their holy masters, Rasik Vaishnav, they can follow. Otherwise they cannot understand all these things. for life and life, they will be in a class and then dry and give up all these things. So our line should be always with the current. Earth is like a current, and if current is stopped at that, a dam is made there to be separate from the flow, then it will die. So we should connect us in a current, not to be stopped. Swamiji has come, and as a current he was. Our Guru Parampara is like current. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from Brahma, Krishna to Brahma, and then our last Guru. All are as a current. And if we want to control and make so many rules and regulations, then it will be. Bhakti don't want any rules and regulations. It has her own regulation, affection and love. By control, everything will be destroyed. Bhakti is not control. It should go away with its own rules. Flowing up to Krishna and Divine Srimati Radhika. You see in Krishna Leela, anyone could not control gopis. They were thinking that they are going in other side, opposite side, or leaving their husbands, leaving their children, leaving their Vedic Dharma, shame also getting up. But any rules and regulations could not control them, and they went in the no path, nothing. As Ram Vijay Prabhu, so bhakti should not be controlled. We should only protect the bad waters, not to go. Not how we should control. It will flow. Bad waters, but
karma dhyan.
Karma dhyan and all other stuff. Just to be careful. Like Jiva Goswami has done, like Rupa Goswami has done, they have done marvelous. They have not checked bhakti. Like Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, so generous. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and also Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He told once at Mathura, when he had not taken renounce order, you are sitting with me, doing kirtan and everything daily. He told us that if I go to Western country, then I will build boarding houses, and there assistants will live, and I will allow anything to do them, but only to do only Harinam Sankirtan Desha positively, and they want to take eggs, wine or anything they can take, but I know surely that after some days, very soon, in 2-3-4 days, eggs out, no ordering, not nothing to control them, all the very good. And they will set up with all the things, and they will join Krishna. How he was so? I think. these are the specialty of Bona Fide Acharya. They cannot have everyone. We should try to control our Divine Master also, or Gurudev also, or don't go there. You should be this, you should do this, you should not be that devotee. These are the not difficult, but it's a certain bona fide sister. They have not come to make any group or anything. They have come to make the devotees to go straight to the Lord Himself. They have come to help them, not to make rule and regulation and to rule over them. Because Chaitanya Chaitanya has been, it has been written, Guru Shishya Hai Manya Apna.
Guru
Sevak Hai Manya Apna. Anyone serves Gurudev, even a dog, if he serves Gurudev, anybody, a little bit, I am so much and I should try to start in all respects. We have no father in all this. And that is how crisis are coming. You should try to follow this. If anyone is chanting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Radha, and he has a little bit of Sattva Sanidhi, or any Vaishnava, he should be honored. So much. If you want to serve Krishna and Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and if you don't want to serve him, you should do artificially all these things, rules and regulations. And you have spent some author, money, and some devotees. And all. You cannot go up developing your divine love. And if you want to divine love, you should certainly follow the rules of Chaitanya Chaitanya. You should follow Rupa Goswami. You should follow all the others. Not only Gurudev, and only knowing from outwardly. Oh, I serve my Guru. And I will cut head of all others. They have so much pain on them.
Today here I am feeling so much cold, more than falling.
Very warm in here.
Eh?
Very warm in here. Are you still feeling cold?
No.
You sure?
No. There I did not want to be in quilt. Again, these clothes and all these things. Here I don't want to go outside.
You have so many heaters in the room. Wherever you go, so many Vaishnavas come into your room.
Yes. That will hit me.
We are all
that will inspire me. When I see any Vaishnava, I am inspired.
And you inspire our hearts, make our hearts keep more and more our bodies, and we can give you more warmth.
Oh, you are Govinda Bhakta.
Your disciple of
Yes.
And she's Anandini Devi.
Yes. I have
Anything, any order for me? You have all come?
Yes.
Very good. I got so much worry for all of you all.
Why can
I? I have so much worry. All the
convention.
Oh, we should go there.
Yes, we go down there.
Yes, we should go there.
You come also?
Because we cannot. For 10 or 15 minutes, we should go all. I'm coming here. Here to come. Otherwise, we are not.
No.
राधाकुंदम गिरीवरमू राधिका प्राप्त कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरवस्तुते हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत सप्त कंचन गोपी विषपान प्रणमाम my whole affection in the lotus feet of my own master, Swami Vishnu Pada, Super Six Month of Super Sam, Shurushman Maharaj, and my Sikha Guru, Sishila, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj. Also, I want to glorify Param Gurudev. By mercy of whom everywhere in the world the glorification of Krishna, Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been praised. I also want to pay my honor to all the devotees who are ascended. There was no program to give any class here today, but I see that so many devotees have come. So I must something. Otherwise, I was taking this for good. And making program when as where to go in what place. First of all, I want to take the feet dust, lot of feet dust of Swami Ji. Wet Shila Bhaktivedanta Swami arrived first
And he began his vision in England from there. So I want to pick up the holy dust of the Lord's feet first and pay my honor and then to make any program. My first mission was that I should go everywhere in the world. Let's see, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Rishi Maharaj has given his lotus feet just there. He wanted to accompany me when he came first in Western country, and he requested me to accompany him everywhere. I told him, requested him that my holy master is here and serve me. So after some time I will join you here and will try to serve you and help you with justice. So I am realizing this fact that he had managed to come here in me, my house, in everywhere. He wanted that first because he was Saptasankalpa Purush. You know Saptasankalpa? Anyone? Forever. Never tells lies and useless. He is not Saptasankalpa. But what he brings in his mind, it must be true. Krishna is Satya Sankalpa, all for one, all devotees, bona fide devotees and realized devotees are Satya Sankalpa. What they think in their mind, it must be true. So he should not be Mithyavadi. Mithyavadi means Challa. So he told me at first to come, and this must be true. And that is why it now it is going to be true that I, by his grace, by the grace of my holy master, especially to Swami, and by the wish of pure divine conjugal intention, I have come to this country. And I am going to all another country. So my first business was to have the lotus feet of Swamiji in all countries of the over whole world, and to see that how in a very little time, very short time, he preached the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his lotus. So if I just defeat this, I will have so much energy to do this and fulfill his mission. So I have come to this place also. And also I want to thank all the devotees here which has left me. Are they going to or living in his home, they have very less taste. No, who are coming new. For all I want to give this same energy as it was the time of Srila. They must be in that setting. And if they have lost their faith in Swamiji or in his mission, they can outwardly they will tell Hare Krishna, but of no use. They should not fear each other. They should not try to control all devotees. So I have come to give some energy because Swamiji has ordered me to do so. Perhaps you know, or if you don't know,
you can set the record. And he was going and living this world, going to such his most dearest beloved Radha and Krishna. And that time he called me. And so many deep things he told me. Always to help his community. And I was trying, and I was glorifying Swamiji. But I don't know why this is. If there are devotees, Prahlad has no fear. I see in all epics, especially in Gita and Bhagavad, those who serve Radha and Krishna and chant Harinam, they should be like Haridas Thakur, no fear anywhere, because Atma is not mortal. Okay? Why to fear? If the hands of Krishna and Guru Dev is over our head, why to fear? So they should understand. They should see. They should understand this thing very well. That in this whole world, there is no bandhu like me to Iskon. Understand?
Friend.
Not friend. Bandhu is more superior than friend. No father, mother like me. Understand? Whether they should respect or no respect, nothing, they should not do anything. But I have some affection, full affection for them, like father and mother, and like guru. If they try to go in other paths, different paths, or opposite paths, but guru cannot leave there. Devotees. So I cannot do. I will have to follow and follow what Swamiji has ordered. Whether they like or not, they are favorable or not favorable. I will always think better for them. If a child does not want to take any medicine which is so bitter, but for that matter, I do like this. and give a very a glass of water and the brother so that he may follow it. So whether they realize this or not, I'm realizing.
You are not a bitter medicine, Gurudev. You are very sweet.
So I pray that Swamiji make a very strong in their mind. That should change the and that really realize this. Any Vaishnava who has come to Madhyama Adhikari, he cannot envy anyone. He cannot do evil to anyone. Whether the ant is cutting so much, but he will not. This to our here. What should we do? So we should try to be. Father of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking. Janadapi Sunitena Amanina Manavi. This is a forget system. Other things are not bona fide. But bona fide. We are not devotees. In Kanishka Dikaro. We should try to understand all these things and go on following. I have not come to quarrel. I have not come to inhibit. I have not come to
create any problem.
I have come only to help them. In Holland, I got so much success. So all prominent and sincere and also
senior person who has left this country. They have been bombed. And all this time, I became so glad. I embraced them all. When I was living in Holland, all crying and all waiting.
And 10 years old.
So I went here. All the people, whether in Iskon or all should be combined. And our combined efforts should serve purpose. I pray Krishna for me that they should fulfill my this mode. And I think that anyhow I will successful. Not today, but in 3 days, 4 days, it will be successful. And if it is not successful, we will all be ruined. Those who are not falling in. Some are sentient, understanding that I am going in a separate way and he is going in a separate way. But our mission is the same. No difference at all. It is the default of the devotees, those who are understanding life. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has six elements. And He is Ishwara of all Ishwara. He is Adi. He is Adi means?
Original.
And He is Supreme. Ishwara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Aladiradi Govind, Sarvakara. But yet, it has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Then, he should do so much good services to Krishna and try to develop your divine love that you should forget that Krishna is Supreme Godhead.
And if you are not forgetting this, you cannot enter in Vrindavan. And you cannot touch Krishna as a